Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The young man approached Jesus and said, Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life? He answered him, Why do you ask me about the good? There's only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments. He asked him, Which one? And Jesus replied, You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love the neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, All of these I have observed. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him, If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. But the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. From the Gospel, you understand that possession, part of it, of course, are belongings. But another thing is our own self. Many times, we keep ourselves more important than the others. Many times we're hurt because people don't respect us, don't listen to us. Also this, if the will of God you listen, open our heart, even forget yourself. To open yourself unconditionally to other people, that's the meaning of what Jesus said, sell all your things. Of course, the young man, he has material goods. But even our spiritual good, also at times, we have to put down, we have to leave the space for other people to enter into our soul. It's not always easy. But we have to ask this grace. Jesus promised, for that, see, first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given. If we are doing the will of God, we can. So, let's live today with the spirit of openness, with sincerity, with forgiveness towards one another.